Lecture 13, Baroque Sacred Music, Part 1, The Oratorio.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 13. It is entitled Baroque Sacred Music, Part 1, The Oratorio. My friends, there was a tremendous variety of Baroque sacred music written during the Baroque era. I've chosen to focus on two particular genres of Baroque music, and the reason why I've chosen these two particular genres is that they were both profoundly influenced by Baroque opera. Those genres that we will spend the bulk of our time with in this lecture and the next are oratorio and the Lutheran church cantata. First, what I'd like to do is a very quick overview of the Catholic music of the Baroque and the Protestant music of the Baroque, and then we will go back and for the remainder of this lecture, focus on oratorio, and for the entirety of our next, focus on the Lutheran church cantata. But first, please, some big, broad, and general statements about the nature of sacred music in the Catholic countries during the Baroque era, and this is particularly focused on Italy. We see a mix of old music and new music, old style and new style. By the mid-17th century, by the mid-1600s, we should understand that the rules and the provisos of the Counter-Reformation had grown lax, if not ignored altogether, in Italy. We still see old-style masses being written in Italy. For example, we see Cantus Firmus masses, paraphrase, and imitation masses continuously written through what we call the Baroque era, even though these masses came into existence during the Renaissance. Now, we might ask, why are composers still doing this? But a better question is, well, why not? Composers in provincial cities didn't know that it was the Baroque. They were not told the Renaissance was over. They were still writing music for a constituency that expected something out of that music. And if it was of an older style, so be it. But we should also understand that many of these masses written during the Baroque era had added to them elements of the new Baroque style, elements of the new Baroque resources. And what are these new Baroque resources? Well, they are as follows. The resources drawn from opera. For example, basso continuo. I spoke about basso continuo in an earlier lecture. I'll remind you what basso continuo is. Basso continuo in a Baroque ensemble is that group of instruments within the ensemble whose job it is to play the bass line and the harmonies built upon that bass line. You might think of the basso continuo the same way we think of a rhythm section in a jazz ensemble. The piano, the bass, and the drums. The job of the rhythm section is to keep the steady beat, establish the bass line, and play the harmonies above that bass line. And that's exactly what the job of the basso continuo was in a Baroque ensemble. To play the bass line, keep the beat, keep the harmonic rhythm, and play those harmonies based on the bass line. The basso continuo, used universally during the Baroque, came into existence in order to accompany recitative in early Baroque opera. This is really important, so let me repeat it. Basso continuo came into existence to accompany singers. It was an operatic device that became so universal that quickly during the Baroque, it was used for all instrumental media, not just opera. So in these Renaissance-style masses being written in Catholic countries during the Baroque, we see the addition of basso continuo. Now, that's instruments in church. Didn't the Counter-Reformation say in the 1540s and 1550s, no more noisy instruments in church? Well, they did. But you know what? That was 100 years ago, and that was the old world, and we're living in a very new world today. So, we see the addition of basso continuo to these Baroque masses. We see solo singing with increased emotional content being heard in these Baroque masses. We see multiple choirs with soloists and orchestra and soloists in these Catholic Baroque masses as well. My point is clear. The resources of opera are being grafted onto a genre of mass that dates back hundreds of years. But in modernizing some of these masses, we hear music that sounds very Baroque because of the operatic resources being used in the masses.